So a couple things. One, you will notice, and maybe your Revive group's touched on this, the homework is a little bit different, but not a lot, okay? We still have Bible reading, so we're going through the book of Acts. So stay on it, read it. It's one of my favorites. So we're going to read that together. And then we still have homework following kind of the teaching. Again, a couple questions, reflect, write. And then one of the differences is we don't have reflection questions. The reflection questions have now been transitioned into book reflections. So if you remember, in some of the emails, we had asked everybody to get The Supernatural Ways of Royalty by Chris Vallotton. If you don't have it, go get it, because it's going to be very important. Because we are going to be every week reading together and reflecting the following week. So this first week is chapters 1, 2, and 3. Don't worry, the first chapter is 4 pages. So if you haven't read it, buckle up. If you have read it, get it back out, dust it off, and buckle up. Because, again, I pulled this out recently and started reading it again and even seeing the things that I highlighted and underlined. And then what I loved is the things I missed. That I was like, ooh, that's a good word, Chris Vallotton. Thanks for writing that down. So, again, this book is really, really foundational and how we think about how to live a supernatural lifestyle. And as I was preparing for this session, it's the timing of it's funny. Not funny, and I don't want to say coincidence, because when the Lord's doing something, you'll see it, right? You'll see the consistency of like, hey, this is kind of what I'm breathing on right now. And those of you who know, I work at Coke, and something about Coke is our culture, the Kool-Aid, we drink it, it's our principles, it's everything we do, it's called MBM. And our group, we do these like monthly breakouts in small groups talking about some of the principles, and today's just happened to be around mental models. So instead of me explaining mental models, I've asked Ashlyn Edmondson to give me a quick definition. I looked at Rob because I asked Rob, and he said no. He told me no. So I just want to call you out, because next time you're not going to tell me no. So he tried to push it off on Chris. Kitten was finding his Apple Pen. So Ashlyn, sorry, you got picked.
It's okay. I will pick up the baton. So mental models essentially is kind of what you think about something. So usually we think of it, you know, kind of four walls like a box. And it could be something that you were taught, something you observed, your opinion based off your experiences, but it forms how you handle things and how you respond to situations. So at Coke, one of the ways that we shatter mental models is through like innovation. So business, like changing the way you do a process or even the way you do your job over time. That's a quick synopsis of mental models.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Yeah, that could have been you. That could have been you. It's okay. And the reason I bring this up, because I think it's really important, because even with our faith, we have created mental models of, one, how we view who God is to us based on your earthly experience. Like, you may have a mental model that says, man, it's really hard for me to understand God as the Father because I haven't had a great representation of that. You might have a mental model of saying, hey, I'm not sure I can believe for healing because I haven't seen it. I prayed for somebody, they didn't get healed. You may have a mental model that say, hey, I tried to evangelize with somebody and they didn't accept Jesus. So I'm scared of that. You see where I'm going with this? Sometimes we create these mental models that actually hinder our ability to transform the world around us. And if you caught what Ashlyn said, one of the best ways to shatter mental models is to innovate. So over the next 8 weeks, I am asking you to shatter your mental models around your own personal relationship with Jesus, because I think he's got more for you this next 8 weeks. I want you to shatter the mental models that maybe you've held as a kid about how you view Father God. Or even maybe some of you, like when Steve says Papa, that like triggers something in you. It's time to shatter your mental models. We're going to do that. We're going to lift the lid off of what we expect our relationship to look like with Jesus and say, I want more. Can we just say, I want more? So we're going to jump into this. And tonight, the best way to start it off is we're going to hear from the author himself, Chris Vallotton. I've flown him in from California. Kidding. Tim wouldn't let me. It wasn't in the budget. No, I'm kidding. But we are going to show a video. And I want you to get this, but I want you to really like He's going to say some stuff that's going to like probably upset your world. Be okay with that. Be okay with it. Because I'm telling you, what he's going to say is going to challenge you. And I'm going to follow up with this when he's done. But we have been called sons and daughters of God. Colossians 3 talks about we are seated in heavenly places at where? The right hand of the Father, next to Jesus. We are his inheritance. With that, we get everything he gets. And if I sit in the word and it says, Jesus says, you will do greater things than this, we have a greater inheritance. I know it's going to challenge some people, and that's okay. Chris is going to dive in a little bit more. But in order to get this, you have to understand your identity as a sons and daughters first and where you're seated. This realm, and Price talks about this all the time, this realm is your second home, your first realm. Get fired up. I have watched that. That's probably the fifth time I've watched that in the last, like, week. We'll put that in the email. It goes out on Wednesdays. Because this might be the first time you've heard a lot of that, and I want you to watch it, and I want you to watch it again, and I want you to watch it again. What I love is those aren't his words. He is reading directly from the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you might know that, because I said this in Jesus Talks, you know, about a year and a half ago. I am a huge superhero fan. Movies, I don't really read the comics, but I like the movies. So, but I've got a lot of friends who read the comics, so they fill in the gaps that I miss usually. So, but I'm a huge superhero movie fan, and I was even just kind of thinking about this idea of being royalty and sitting in heavenly places and being supernatural. It's hard to dismiss that idea of being a superhero. But if you watch most superhero movies, the beginning, the first one, let's just say the first one, okay, some of the sequels, most of the movie is built upon this idea of them finding out who they are, right? They realize, oh, I've got this special gift, power, whatever it might be. And they're figuring it out. They're testing it out, right? They're like, oh, I can do this. What else can I do? And they keep pushing the boundaries, right? And they keep moving forward. And they're doing all these things to continue to test out their abilities that they've been given. And then they go and change the world. We're in that space. We are in the space of saying, oh my gosh, I just found out I have superpowers. I have been given everything that Jesus paid for. And I sit in heavenly places. And I have the mind of Christ, the one who created by speaking a word and said, let there be light. That power is now flowing through our veins. I want you to get this, that in the Old Testament, there are few people they get to enter into the presence of God. Very few, select few. There's even less people who have the Spirit of God ascend on them. We are now in the new covenant on this side of the cross. And every person that chooses Jesus has the Holy Spirit living on the inside of them. It's no longer an outward thing or a thing you have to earn. It is on the inside of you. And if Colossians 3 is correct, Colossians 3, 1 through 4, Chris put it up there. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above, not just some things, We're not just yearning for just salvation. We are yearning for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits enthroned, at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. Feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. And now, everybody say now. And now your life is hidden away with God? No. What does that say? In God. In Christ. And as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed. For you are now one with him in his glory. Let's read that. For you, say this with me. For you are now one with him in his glory. I love the fact that I get to facilitate this and teach, because it allows me to get it a little bit deeper and challenges me to be very open and honest, right? Hot. I think we talked about, no, I talked about men's breakfast. Hot, open, honest, transparent. Man, this wrecked me as I was preparing. The last few weeks been dealing stuff with work. And it's been very, very stressful. Even moments of like having severe anxiety at work, which is not normally my character. I'm really pretty chill, but I've had severe anxiety over the last few weeks. And I was reminded, like, hold on a second. If this is true, if my reality is to be in heavenly places, anxiety shouldn't even be a word out of my mouth. My reality should be in a place of sitting with the Prince of Peace as my reality. We need to lift the box of our mental models built on fleshly realities and start to transform the way we think into heavenly realities about every situation. And if we're doing anything less than that, we've diminished the cross. That sounds really strong. And even as you think about your identity, Psalms 139, 17 through 18 says that he thinks about you as many as the sands on the seashore. And every one of them is good. So if you have a negative thought about yourself, you are diminishing his creation. That was for somebody. I felt that one. If you have a negative thought about yourself, you are diminishing his creation. I don't know about you. He is yet to make anything imperfect. Ah. So what are we waiting for? The enemy's not very smart. His one tactic is to get you to think less than what you were designed to be. Anything less of sitting in heavenly places, that's his only trick. We may think he's got all this whole bag of tricks, but really it's one thing, for you to think less than who you're created and designed to be. I love Colossians 2, and he talked about it for a second, where Jesus parades around and mocks the enemy. Who wants to parade around and mock the enemy? I'm in. So your challenge for the next 8 weeks is that if anything comes to mess with you, you remind that situation of who you are and whose you are and where you are seated. You are children of God, heirs of God, along with who? Jesus. I love some of the things that Chris said. The reason you do miracles is because God is your daddy. Every miracle was a problem at one point. Every mess becomes a message. And every test becomes a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You all stand. We're going to move into worship. Just open up your hands. Actually, here's what I want you to do. Put your hands on your head. Simon says, put your hand on your head. There we go. There we go. Now you can officially do it. Father, will you remove any mental models that do not align to your word? May we renew our thinking. May our thinking be transformed to align to heavenly realities as our norm. And may we start to act and be like sons and daughters of the Most High God. May we realize our authority and allow us to torment the tormentor by bringing the good news of Jesus everywhere we go. And may we be ones who step out in boldness to not just pray for healing, but bring healing. To heal the sick, to raise the dead. That is our inheritance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aaron, we're going to go into that song again, if that's cool. I think the Lord's totally on it. Stay in this place, but I'm going to add some homework to you guys tonight on the fly. Go home and read Romans 8. We're not done worshiping. We're not done, but I want you guys to, there is so much good in Romans 8 that goes along with tonight. But I feel like the Lord's on something. I think there's there's chains that have been breaking. One of our leaders sent a message saying, literally seeing them in the spirit breaking over people. But I want to read this real quick, Romans 8, 35. Who could ever separate us from the endless love of God's anointed one? Absolutely no one. For nothing in the universe has the power to diminish his love towards us. Troubles, pressures, and problems are unable to come between us and heaven's love. What about persecutions, deprivation, dangers, and death threats? Verse 37, we triumph over them all, for God has made us to be more than conquerors. Not just conquerors. Did you get that? More than conquerors. And his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. And his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. So now I live with confidence that there is nothing in the universe with the power to separate us from God's love. I am convinced that his love will triumph over death, life's troubles, fallen angels, or dark rulers in the heavens. There is nothing in our present or future circumstances that can weaken his love. There is no power above us or beneath us, no power that could ever be found in the universe that can distance us from God's passionate love, which is lavished upon us through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Yeah, we're going to go with time in ministry as Aaron jumps into that song. So if I could have my leaders just come up here too. Man, if you feel like any of those, man, you've been walking in, and I should have moved into this earlier, but if you've been had anxiety, like if what I said earlier, that's something that you've been dealing with, anxiety, stress, worry, panic attacks, depression, anything that you feel like is hindering you, we want to smash those boxes tonight. So as we move into this, I love the bridge of this song. That he sends the darkness running out of an empty grave. I hope you caught on to the theme of the songs that even Aaron was singing tonight, that we are champions. No more striving. The victory has already been won. So if you feel like you're not moving in victory, tonight's the night to change that. So as Aaron plays, don't leave here without somebody praying for you tonight. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for breaking chains. Thank you for moving us glory to glory. Thank you, there's no striving, but we walk in full victory because of your love. There's no separation for you, and there's nothing in this universe that you have not defeated. God's good. God is good. God is good. Oh, man. Oh, God, how do I unpack this? How do you want me to unpack this, God? Everything he does is out of love. Everything he moves from is out of love. The more you see how much he loves you, the more you can understand why he wants to heal everything. Why he wants to fix all your problems. Why he wants to not just fix your problem. He doesn't want to fix your problems. He wants to make you a conqueror over your problems, to be specific. But he loves you so much. He sees so much potential in you. He sees so much in you. He says, you know what? That's worth dying for. That's worth coming down here, becoming nothing, so that I can make them become everything, so I can have them sit right next to me up at the throne of heaven, so I can be with them forever and ever. And God, the more that you get your eyes, oh, Jesus, okay. When you get the eyes focused on Jesus, you see Jesus. He becomes the lens of which you filter everything through. You get your eyes so narrow, so focused on Jesus, not your job, not your boss, not your friends, not your coworkers, not your situation, not your kids, not your spouse, nothing, Jesus. You get your eyes so focused and narrowed on Jesus that he becomes the thing that you, at which you filter everything in this world through. There's nothing but life that will come out of it because you see for what it's truly meant to be. You see the true value in everything because you're looking through the eyes of Jesus. You're looking through the eyes of Jesus, and that's where the intimacy, we don't fish for feelings. We don't come to these situations trying to fish to get some type of satisfaction. Fashion and we look internalized. What am I doing wrong? How do I get a more spiritual revelation? How do I do what? No, he loves me. He's crazy about me. I just can't get away from him. No matter what I try to do, he overtakes me. His love seeks me out every morning, every night. I can't go to sleep I go to sleep great, but he's always there. He's pressing into me at every situation. I just get to sit in it. I get to be in it at every single moment of the day. You can't get it away. You can't take him out of me. No matter what situation you put me in, he's going to deliver me through it. And it's going to be good. And that's what these situations, I'm like, man, God has so much for you. God has so much for you, more than just on Tuesdays, more than just on Wednesdays, and more on Sundays. It's every single day, every single minute, every single second, as you're sitting there doing your job. He's got revelations. He's got love. He's got so much he's pouring into every single thing. The seed he casts, like Bryce said this on Sunday, he's casting seed. The seed does not ever stop. The seed does not ever stop. He just machine gunning and at you all the time because he loves you. He's got pedal to the metal. God is like, you know how people always say, hey, we got to wait on God. I'm just waiting on God. They're missing it. God loves them so much. You don't just sit back here. God's love is proactive. So it's like when he had kind of hit me this thing. He had this vision. He kind of pulled up next to me on a hot rod. And he's like, get in. My love, and he just boom, and he puts his foot in it. He's like, my love's coming. I'm coming to deliver every situation. I'm coming, and I'm not slowing down. I'm not just waiting for the prime. I was like, no, my love is coming. I got my pedal to the metal. I will not let up. I'm coming at her. Every situation, no matter what it is, I'm going to overcome. I'm going to overwhelm it with my love. And so, he just loves you. He loves you, and I want more for you than just to have to come in here to get your cup filled. That's not what this is about. Why would he come down from heaven to earth just so that I could only get filled on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays? What the kind of, that seems pretty silly. No. We will not let that stand here. No, we get to take him everywhere. We come now. We're lovers of Christ. We're lovers of Christ. We're not a weekend Christians. We're not just do it to get our tickets. No. We're lovers. He's branded our hearts, and we are marked because of what he's done for us. And we will never stop or shut up. We will never close our mouths because of what he's done in our lives. We can't keep our mouths shut about. We just can't keep our mouths shut. It just comes out. So I'm just going to pray for you. And that's what my prayer is for you guys over this week, is that we just... More. I want more of a revelation of how much he loves you in your life. I want to overtake you everywhere you go. I don't want you to have to worry about having to trying to do. I just want you to sit and love being loved. And know that he loves loving you. So, God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you so much that we can just be here with you. And just thank you so much that we get to praise you.
Yeah, we get to praise you for everything you've done. Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much for everything you've done in our heart. Father, I just ask right now, in the name of Jesus, every heart in here just is, oh, yes, God, did you just fill it up? You just fill it up. Every single crevice, every single little crack, every single thing, God, your hand is on top of every single hand. Your hand is molding everything in their life, God. They don't have to worry about anything because your hand is molding your love, your likeness, who you've created them to be. It's molding it into their very being, into their very even in your brain, the way you're thinking. God is going ahead and his hand's in your thinking. And he said, I'm going to change the way that you think. I'm going to change the way that you think. Your neural pathways, I'm restructuring them so that they only bring life. Oh, thank you so much, God. Thank you so much, God, for the revelations and for the love that you're going to overwhelm each one of us with this week. And that we get to come back next week and tell everybody about how good you are and how we got to sit in it and how much we get to see you every single moment. So we thank you, God. In your name I pray. Amen. Okay, good.
All right, y'all. So I'm so grateful to be back together. And I'm excited for another 8 weeks. And so I just want to encourage you guys as you go throughout this next week to not let tonight just blow over your shoulder when you walk out the door. And to let the moments that you got to sit with the Lord, let that soak into your heart and let it soak into your mind. Just like, this is kind of weird, but I've been making tofu and soaking it in a teriyaki sauce. And I love watching it change color as it soaks. And so it's like when you're baptized, you go down and you come back up completely different. And so don't let tonight just blow in one ear and out the other. Let it soak in your heart. Let it soak in your mind. And know that it's the complete wraparound presence of the Lord in your everyday. And so, and in your dreams, like, don't belittle the time that you sleep. So Father, I just thank you for dreams this week over every mind in this room and over every heart, God, that you would bring wisdom, revelation, that you would bring just an encouraging word, that you would bring life into their sleep, that you would bring life into their dreams, God. In the middle of the night, that you would wake them up at 2, 3, 4 a.m. and they'd call me mad because they're waking up because of you, God. Lord, do it to me too. Jesus, we just ask for heavenly visitations. We thank you for your peace, God, that it's your peace and your love that sustains us, that your joy is our strength. God, that there is strength in laughing. And that there is strength in abiding in you. So I just thank you for tonight, and I praise you, Lord. Amen.